Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio. This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
All right, I was trying to get some organization in the studio. So I can't... Sue, I just shared this story with Sue about something that happened the other day, and I'm not quite prepared to share this story on the air, but it was wild. You know, I had Thursday and Friday off, and I get a text message on Friday. It's 1:30. I'm just hanging out in my house. I was getting ready to go hit golf balls, truth be told, and I get a text from someone that I'll just describe as a celebrity that everyone who's listening right now would know. Okay.
Right. And, oh, for sure.
Yeah. And it just got weird from there, and it was political, and I can't say anything more, but I want to. You know that I want to.
I know
to,
that I just you're dying there too. But
that's a good tease, though. I think at some point I'll be able to share this. But it was like surreal, and this has to do with Trump,
yes.
as you might imagine.
Yes.
So anyway, we'll keep you posted on that. But I was just coming off the high of sharing the story with Sue, which I feel badly because now I've just told the audience I have this great story and I can't do it, but that's what I do sometimes. I open up my mouth in unexpected ways. One thing that I have not, you know, I was off Thursday, Friday, I did not and have not gotten into, and Sue, you might be a good test case for this. Do you know a whole lot about what Tucker Carlson's doing out there with this Nick Fuentes guy?
Mm-mm.
Okay. I think it's kind of icky. I don't, you know, I've defended Tucker in the past, and I always thought he was a voice on Fox
yeah.
where you'd see, you know, different type of conversation. I don't know him personally, but he's dabbling with elements out there on the interwebs that I think are very dangerous, and I don't get it. I don't understand it. And some of this has to do with this, you know, Nick Fuentes, white nationalist guy, Bruce Abramson, who's been a guest on the show many times before. He has written books and a lot of columns. He's got a Substack called American Restoration. He wrote about this, and some of this has to do with Zohan Mamdani and Tucker and Nick Fuentes, and he'll explain it all at the bottom of the hour. And it is quite fascinating. And there's, I guess I would say this, there's elements of MAGA that are not too comfortable with Tucker right now. And then There's a guy named Kevin Roberts who runs the Heritage Foundation. He comes in and weighs in and defends Tucker Carlson, and that becomes a story in and of itself because insiders at Heritage are breaking bad against Kevin for supporting Tucker. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe it doesn't, but we'll kind of clear it up when...
Can we just follow ideas rather than the people?
I don't know. That seems
understand.
Too tough for people to do, doesn't it? But
yes.
this is a fascinating one, and it takes a few minutes to you know, explain. So Bruce will do that at the bottom of the hour. I know we have Josh Kroshauer, who is one of our favorite political insiders, joining us tomorrow afternoon to talk about some of the elections. And we got a lot. We got Virginia, New Jersey tomorrow, obviously, Mamdani. On that front, Paul Morrow back with us, Fox News contributor, retired NYPD inspector. He's the founder of a great newsletter called the opsdesk.org. Paul, welcome back. How are you this afternoon?
I'm doing well. How are you, sir?
I'm doing okay, but here we are. We've been talking. Let's focus on New York City first and foremost here. You and I have been talking about Mamdani for a while. I think from the very beginning, it was pretty clear just the way that the you know, the numbers fall down. This is a math equation. I mean, you don't have any doubts at this point this guy's going to win tomorrow, do you?
I have some slight doubts.
Really?
New York sometimes can surprise you, and the turnout is extremely heavy. Now, that could cut both ways, but I can tell you that there is a real groundswell against him here as people have become greatly apprised of his platform and where he's coming from. Even some of his supporters, I think, in the Democratic Party here are sort of having pause. But on the other hand, the people who are for him are rabidly for him and seem to have bought into his completely unsupported message. And it's very hard to, you know, to counteract something that seems to be based more on faith than facts.
You know, I think my question for Mamdani, this is the question that a lot of people would have if he wins, and again, I would expect him to win. Well, what's he going to do exactly? Because he can't keep these promises. He can't, you know, clamp down on rent control. There's a certain amount of things, like, all politicians promise things. We know President Trump's pretty good at that, too. But so what happens to him then? They won't care if he can't actually do what he promises?
I think he's already built in the idea that he is going to blame others. He'll blame people for being obstructionist. He'll blame elements of the city council if, in fact, they do block him, which would be surprising because they're all fellow travelers. I think right now he's got two villains that he's teeing up. One of them would be Kathy Hochul, our governor. If you notice, Hochul endorsed him, and in a pretty embarrassing turnabout, he did not endorse her. He pointedly avoided doing that.
Yeah.
He wants to keep her in the villain box because when he can't get everything he wants through Albany, as in things like, as you you know, talk about, rent control things, which a lot of that is city-based, but some of it's going to be funding from the state. There's also things like criminal justice reform, taxation. She's already out saying that she is not going to go along with some of his more extreme plans for taxing the rich. He's even made statements about apportioning taxes by the race that is predominant in a particular district. I don't think we've ever seen in this country race-based taxation.
That's interesting.
At least not institutionalized. Yeah. And he has said he's going to tax the white neighborhoods more, and of course that's not going to fly. So he's got that villain teed up, and of course he's always got Donald Trump. And the people who support him are the sort of people in many instances who will happily buy into that because their hatred of Donald Trump is just so chromosomal.
Yeah, it really is. All right, Paul, let's go back to Saturday morning, your thoughts on this. So there's a story in the New York Times that says that the former president, Barack Obama, has called Mamdani. They talked, I guess, for like 30 minutes. They haven't really given much information. But of course, then the headline is Obama is calling to praise his campaign and offers to be a sounding board. I don't know if that's a endorsement or not. It sounds like an endorsement. But, you know, it's amazing to me that more and more, and this is, Paul, what we weren't really certain of from the beginning when Mamdani won this primary, is what will the national political figures do with this guy? Is this the path that they're going to go down for the future elections? And man, it sort of seems like they are.
It does, and it's not going to work. They are ostracized and borderline irrelevant, which is an amazing thing to say when you consider that Barack Obama was a two-term president. He was very, very popular on the left. He's still spoken of as their Ronald Reagan, despite the fact that we're still living with the depredations of his signature initiative, which was Obamacare. But bottom line is he has made them, along with AOC, the squad, and I'd even include national-level people like Newsom and Pritzker, who have projected themselves onto the national stage and have adopted a lot of the Democratic Socialist platform. This is really the revenge of the Young Turks, and this is where the Democratic Party is going now. I'm not even sure Newsom is cracking enough to the DSA platform to get the nomination. If you asked me right now to bet my pension, I'd go with AOC, because I really do think that the youth vote now is what's going to determine things. The old school Democrats are going to be left on the outside looking in. That's very, very clear. That it's clear just from what happened to Cuomo here in this town. And this will be happening nationally. And they have one of two choices. Either they're going to have to try to devise a third party, which I don't see flying, or they're going to have to get in line. And that's why you see a guy like Obama trying to thread that needle.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be fascinating. I keep talking about Rahm Emanuel because Rahm Emanuel's a guy out there who is seemingly running for president, and he's trying to offer some sanity to the Democrats. And it looks like a guy like that will have no chance because they're not interested in sanity. They're not interested in what Bill Maher's trying to tell them and other, you know, people who are traditional classic liberals and Democrats. They don't like the path that the party's going down with these younger people. But I guess, especially with Obama getting involved, sounds to me like they've admitted defeat.
Yeah, it does. And it's amazing to see a tired and ostracized Barack Obama trying to get his foot in the door here. It must really be unnerving to him to all of a sudden be on the outside looking in. But he is. Now, look, American politics has a way of doing reversals that nobody sees. And very often it's down to a particularly charismatic figure. But we are reaping what the Democrats have sown for years relative to this obsession with identity politics, and what has happened in our schools. I blame the schools. We have students coming out now who don't have any appreciation for the traditional historic failures of socialism and communism. It's actually been inculcated in them that this is a viable choice, despite the fact that it has to be the most imbecilic regime that's ever been contemplated and has failed every place that it's been tried, and it has failed in blood. It has failed in the cost of millions of there's been perhaps no other system that has that is a common denominator for so much bloodshed in modern times. They don't seem to have been taught this.
No.
And as a result, they come out and seem to be saying, oh, we'll get it right this time. And of course, they won't. And of course, the reflex in order to defend against that is Donald Trump is the dictator, not our guy. And, you know, of course, history shows that it's communism that leads you in that direction, because to each according to his needs and from each according to his ability sounds great on paper. It's just not human nature.
Yeah. So I'm concerned just because you know how the narratives take off with the media that if we wake up but that sounded very doom and gloom. When we wake up, Paul, on Wednesday morning, you're going to have several Democrat victories. You'll have Mamdani winning. I'm guessing that Spanberger is going to win in Virginia. It doesn't seem like Winsome Sears has closed the gap enough. Although, you know, Glenn Youngkin was behind in the polls when he won 4 years ago. And then you have the New Jersey race. Do you have a feel? I don't even know. Do you live in New York or New Jersey? I should know that.
No, New York.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm in New York.
Any opinions on that race there? Because that one's kind of tight between Cittarelli and Sherrill.
Yeah, Cittarelli, you know, you got to remember, it was a very, very tight race last time, much tighter than anybody gave it a chance to be. It really is going to come down to the turnout. I know that's an old line in politics, but it really is the truth. Can they get the urban Democrats to turn out and have the messages of the individual candidates? And really, Cittarelli's message, in an interesting way, mirrors Mamdani's affordability message, because Cittarelli's main platform, the thing that really, I think, has resonated, is the taxation issue. New Jersey is heavily, heavily taxed, and I think the people there feel like they don't feel like they get enough for their money. New Jersey is also a much more wealthy state than people realize, but there's a great divide between the wealthy and the urban areas, some of which are some of the most dangerous and downtrodden areas in the country. Trenton is a marginalized city. I've been there to the federal courthouse, and my God, the area around it looks just bombed out. And it's, you know, one of the major cities there. So, you know, you have to look at the fact that if you get the kind of turnout on the right, from people who have a vested interest in the taxation, from the businesses, et cetera, and you peel off just enough of the middle class to go with Cittarelli, he could surprise. And I think of all the races that you're talking about, I think Virginia AG is going to go to the conservatives. Spangenberger doesn't look great. But Cittarelli has a shot to surprise.
If
there
it looks
is a surprise
that way.
This year, I'm thinking that's going to be it.
Paul Morrow's back with us. I heard you on Fox talking about, let's talk about political violence and the way that that's ramped up, and we've had several assassination attempts. Look, you're worried, and justifiably so, that we're going to have more of this moving forward. And I don't know, you know, luckily the No Kings rallies turned out relatively peaceful, but I don't know where this takes us, because there is such a strong divide between both of these sides right now. And I don't think you're wrong that, you know, the conditions in this country are ripe for something really, really bad happening.
really feels that way. And, you know, I name-checked the Secret Service purposely because, according to my sourcing, they may not have really turned that ship around the way they need to. They're very short on agents, and I hear that the training is not what it could be. They got to get – there's still a – look, I hesitate to use the term because it's so loaded, but we do have a deep state. Now, I'm not ascribing that to the Secret Service, but there are a lot of people who are just barnacled into our government who are going to make sure that people who are not up to the task, who are going to politicize in a law enforcement and protecting our leaders, they're going to do that, and they're going to do it for the greater good. Like I said on the air, I always default to the left thinks the right is evil, whereas the right thinks the left is wrong. And that difference justifies anything. And I really, really fear that the DEI nonsense, as opposed to ability and merit, being, you know, the meritocracy that we're supposed to be guiding how we do this stuff. You can't protect against everything. But when you have a highly polarized society, one side of which has decided that the other side is pure evil, and hence the use of the word Nazi all the time by the thought leaders. You know, it's one of the reasons why I think we have a shot in the Virginia AG race, because that guy's rhetoric has been just so off the hook that I think even a lot of the middle is disgusted. But until you get people like Pritzker stopping invoking Hitler relative to Donald Trump and all of the others who continue to do that, and a lot of the nitwittery that we see from a lot of the younger candidates. I talked on the air about this cat, Abu Ghazala, who is running for the congressional seat in and around Chicago, Cook County, seems to think that the First Amendment justifies her breaking federal law. This is a woman who wants to be a lawmaker and doesn't understand the First Amendment law, which is the foundation of the nation. We're graduating people who can't think, can't write, can't reason. And they are so entitled, they think that all of that doesn't matter.
It's
right
frightening.
The right has its crazy, too. But it's institutionalized now on the left, and we can thank the teachers union.
Look, you'll have the two of the three biggest, well, I mean, you can include L.A. in this as well, but look, two of the biggest cities in the country, Chicago and New York, will be run by avowed socialists. I mean, that's not even something that we're making up, so we'll have to see where this takes us. But it is, you know, it's kind of frightening moving forward. And what you said is so right about the fact, and I've had some personal experience with this recently with some friends and some people I know, that they don't want to really hear reason, you know, and maybe explanations for why I believe in certain things, because I'm automatically in their minds disqualified because I'm a Nazi, essentially.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, of course, that's it. And look, all we need to see where this end points is Europe. Europe has become, by almost any metric, completely irrelevant. They seem now to be trying to rouse themselves because they're realizing that if Donald Trump hadn't given them a kick relative to NATO, we wouldn't be getting anything out of them relative to their own defense. They would still be relying upon us. And I point people to a Wall Street Journal article from about a month ago that ran all the metrics on Europe. California has more international muscle these days and a higher GDP than any nation in Europe.
Yeah.
And even the Germans, they've gone to complete sleep, and they've done it because they have bought into the hyper-left, progressive, socialist nonsense. They've opened their borders. Their countries are not safe. Nobody wants to invest in them. America innovates, China replicates, Europe regulates. That's all they produce is bureaucrats. And as a result, the world's tilting to the Pacific because they have none of those illusions.
Paul Morrow, always great to have you on. Good luck with Election Day tomorrow. It's going to be fascinating as the numbers come in. We'll see how much success these Democrats and Republicans have. And it's always great to have you on. So have a great week.
You too, sir. Thank you.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.